Greetings, Living Hope Bible Church. This is Pastor Mark Christopher, the founding pastor of Living Hope Bible Church. And Shantan contacted me and asked me to make a short video just to give you a little bit of history and background on the beginning of the church. I might add humble beginnings of the church. And so I'm glad to do that. And he sent a couple of questions he'd like me to answer. Just before I answer those, though, let me just give you a quick historical overview. We began Living Hope Bible Church on the first Sunday of May in 2001. I don't remember the exact date, but we began by looking at videos of Ken Ham's seminars on creation versus evolution. And so we did that for a number of weeks before we ever opened up the Bible and began a Bible study. And I think there were about seven or eight of us that began in our living room when Debbie and I lived in Fernwood in Newlands on 30 Orchard Street. And so we began right in our living room. And that's where we stayed for about the first 17 months of the church before we moved to the International School. And then from the International School, we finally moved to Weinberg Boys High, which is where we were when Debbie and I and our kids left in November of 2010. And it was then that we turned over the work to Denver, Peter, and Don. And so we've had fun standing on the sidelines and hearing some of the wonderful reports that have come out of Living Hope since those early days. And we just praise God for what he's doing there and for how he's using Denver and Gaynor and the rest of you to continue the work that was begun some 20 years ago now. As far as what the questions that I was asked to answer, the first one was, why did we start Living Hope Bible Church? Well, that's a good question. I asked myself that question many times after we began. Why does one climb Mount Everest? Well, I think we actually began because we were convinced that there was a need for a biblically based, Christ-centered church in the southern suburbs. And even though there are many churches there, there were few that were truly committed to the doctrine that they said they believed. And so we wanted to distinguish ourselves and have a very simple church that wasn't tied to a denomination per se, but that was based on raising up its own leadership, strong discipleship, evangelism, and a very strong pulpit ministry. And so that's one of the reasons why we began. And we saw a real need for that. There were many denominational churches, many charismatic churches, and many of them were drifting even at that time. I can only imagine where some of those churches are today, some 20 years down the road. And that's not to say that we thought we were the only ones who had the corner on the gospel. We didn't believe that at all. But certainly we thought that we brought something unique and distinct to the table as far as the church is concerned. And because it was a very strong English-speaking area, that was certainly a plus for me coming from the United States. So that's essentially why we started the church. We weren't convinced not every church plant succeeds. We are glad that Living Hope has succeeded and lasted as long as it has. We've been away for some 10 years now. It's hard to believe that. And God has sustained it, and you've gone from strength to strength and blessing to blessing, not without your ups and downs, but we know that God's blessing, and we hear the reports, and I have an occasional chat with Denver and hear what's going on, and usually every year or so I get an invite to come and preach, and we get to see what's going on for ourselves, and that's always a blessing for us. It's like an older parent visiting his children, and so we just praise God for what he's done there in spite of us, and how he's carried the work on and how the roots have sunk ever deeper. The second question I was asked by Sean was, how would you describe those early days? Well, I think of Charles Dickens. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And it was the best of times because it was exciting. It was new. It was fresh. We were young. There was a lot of energy. And the Lord brought a number of young people to the church, including Shotton in Denver and a host of others at that time, many of whom are no longer there. And so it was exciting to have a number of young people to help us begin the church. And it was the worst of times because church planting is always difficult, even under the best of circumstances. And because we didn't start with a core group. We had to start from the very beginning, and we had to start with the ABCs and started with the fundamentals of the faith. And I think I spent about 8 months just taking everyone through the fundamentals of the faith before I even started preaching. And we wanted to make sure that everybody was on the same page doctrinally. And we didn't want anything funny going on, and we wanted everybody to be sure that this is what they wanted. And it was the worst of times because many people would come and they'd visit and they'd stay a few weeks or a couple of months, and then they'd shove off because they basically wanted to be spoon-fed, and a church plant requires a lot of elbow grease from everybody who's involved. And so there were a lot of people coming and going at that time. And it's like that even in an established church, but it's even worse in a beginning church plant. And then you get a lot of chancers who come along and they bring their pet dogmas and doctrines with them and try to make those issues and try to get some of the sheep to follow them instead of the one who started the church. And so we had to do some house cleaning from time to time, and that was never fun. But God blessed, and a number of people stayed, and gradually we grew in fits, and it wasn't quick growth. It was difficult growth, but it was growth nevertheless. So we praise God for those early days, and God brought Sean and Denver, and they brought a whole carload of kids out from the Cape Flats with them, and that was exciting at the time. It was also challenging at the time because, basically at that stage, Shonten and Denver were what I called the Sons of Thunder. And they needed a brick bat from time to time. And I was the one who had to administer that brick bat. And I was surprised they stayed because there were times when I was very hard on them, probably too hard at times. And they forgave me anyway and continued on, and the Lord has used them, and I was thrilled to see that God raised up one of them to eventually take over Living Hope Bible Church. And so I couldn't be prouder of what God has done in their lives in these past years, and to see how they've grown and matured and become more stable as the years went on. I used to describe Shonten and Denver not only as the Sons of Thunder, but young men who had the zeal of a lunatic wielding a sword. So they had lots of zeal and lots of ideas. And so I had to contend with that as well. But it's wonderful to see how God has gradually matured them and where he's taken them over these years. The third question is, what set LHBC apart from most other churches? I think there are probably a number of things, but I think primary in all of that was our ardent commitment to having a Christ-centered ministry that was rooted in expository preaching, as well as what I like to call an expository ministry. I used to often say that my ministry only really begins when I step down from the pulpit, which by that I mean simply that you take all of that wonderful teaching that you've just proclaimed and dispensed to the congregation, and then you seek to help them apply it, which implies discipleship and biblical counseling and guidance and direction and encouragement and admonishment and all of those things. And so we really wanted to try to practice what we preach, albeit understanding that we'll never do that perfectly in this life. But that was always the goal. And we know that ultimately the standard is perfection and direction is the test. And so we sought to move in that direction. And I think that's what really distinguished us. There were many churches, and some of them preaching the gospel of Christ. I don't deny that at all. Some would have even said that they were given to an expository ministry. But I heard enough other pastors in the local area to know that even though they thought they were doing expository preaching, in reality, they really weren't. because they had no clue. They were never taught how to do it. They just gravitated towards the term. And we're trying to preach expositorily without really understanding what it is or having an accurate definition of expository preaching. And so coming from the Master's Seminary, I'd been grounded in that and had that beaten into my head and my heart. And it was really my passion and my heartthrob. And that was really the reason why Debbie and I originally came back to South Africa in early 1995. Because when Debbie and I got married in Newcastle in 1987, I saw then when I spent a year here that there weren't very many churches that were committed to expository preaching, let alone an expository ministry. And so that's what really distinguished us, I think, because we weren't given to all the sensationalism. We weren't given to entertainment. We weren't given to gimmicks or fads or novelties to try to win the hearts of people. We were just about one thing, and we beat that one thing over and over, proclaiming the whole counsel of God's Word. And that's really what we sought to do. And so we're just glad to see how God has used that and then parlayed that and used that in many people's lives even long after we were gone. So be assured of our love and prayers. We have many fond memories, and as I was going through the pictures that Shotton asked me to collate for him from those early days, it brought back a flood of memories for both Debbie and myself. And so we're grateful for what God has done there and how he used us, to, in spite of ourselves, to carve out a little niche there in the southern suburbs. So our prayer for you is that God will continue to bless you and take you from blessing to blessing and strength to strength under your current leadership and use you to reach the southern suburbs for the cause of Jesus Christ and his kingdom. So the Lord bless you and keep you, and we look forward to seeing you in the near future. God bless.